I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It is being described as a humiliating defeat for British Prime Minister Theresa May. Her plan for the UK's exit from the European Union was put to a vote in Parliament today, and it was overwhelmingly rejected by lawmakers, which leaves a lot of things up in the air for Brexit, for May, and for Britain in general. Here's Theresa May speaking right after her plan's defeat in Parliament.
Every day that passes without this issue being resolved means more uncertainty, more bitterness, and more rancour. The government has heard what the House has said tonight. But I ask members on all sides of the House to listen to the British people who want this issue settled and to work with the government to do just that.
The World's Orla Barry in London has been following today's events. So, Orla, how bad a defeat was this?
It was humiliating is one word, unprecedented is another. I just saw some interesting statistics go up on a website about the votes that prime ministers had lost over the years. Not since 1918, they said, did a government lose a motion so badly. This really is unprecedented. I mean, throughout the day, Marco, we've been listening to people talking about how many votes she might get and how many she might lose, etc. And they talked in the figures of, you know, if she lost 100, this is what it would mean. If she lost 150, this is what it would mean. If 200 voted against her motion, this is what it would mean. At 230, no one thought it would be so big. It has to be said, there really is a huge amount of shock amongst all MPs. And I don't know if you heard the moment that the vote happened and that they called out the result, but there was a huge gasp in the chamber.
The ayes to the right, 202. The noes to the left, 432.
Yeah, that is extraordinary. 432 to 202. So what now for Brexit? How will it be settled?
Well, ain't that a question? If yeah. I had the answer for you, Marco, I would be up there in Parliament at the moment. So first off, let's talk about the short term. In the short term, we have a motion of no confidence in the government. So the Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, this evening, once Theresa May stood up and said her little spiel after the vote was announced and had been lost, she acknowledged that there would likely be a vote of no confidence from the opposition party. And indeed, there was.
A governing principle of delay and denial has reached the end of the line. She cannot seriously believe that after 2 years of failure, she is capable of negotiating a good deal for the people of this country. The most important issue facing us is that the government has lost the confidence of this House and this country. I therefore, Mr. Speaker, inform you I have now tabled a motion of no confidence in this government.
So they are going to table a vote of no confidence, and a debate on that will happen tomorrow. At this point, by the way, all indications are the government will get through the vote of no confidence without too much difficulty. Mm. So in a sense, you know, it's optics by the opposition party. But it's kind of delaying tactics at the same time. Some Conservatives and Theresa May's own party may well say to themselves, this gives us a little bit of a chance to take a breath, because they know that they probably will get through on this. But they still have to go back to the bigger question, which, as you say, is Brexit. What happens now with Brexit?
Will there be another kind of attempt by May to create another deal before March 29th? Or is that the day when there's a hard Brexit, no deal, and the UK has to leave the European Union?
Well, indications are that here is a woman who is strong-minded, who is stoic, who is dogged and determined. And if she can get her deal through, she will do it by hook or by crook. So there is a sense that she will likely come back with another deal. Whether the EU can offer something that MPs will be happier about. We've seen some EU leaders, you know, saying this evening that what is the UK government to do? We've done all we can do, etc. But, you know, at this point, nobody wants, and this is from all sides of the political parties, no one wants it to be a no-deal scenario. So indications are is that she will go back. The difficulty is, if she has had so many MPs voting against her, how can she get those 232 MPs to some form of consensus on some of the issues that are proving so difficult, and then return to Brussels and say, this is what our MPs might might vote in favour of. I mean, her hand is considerably weakened this evening, and it's considerably weakened going back to Brussels. So Brussels will wonder, well, you know, we respect you and all of that, but clearly you have a difficulty within your own party. So that's the first thing. Will she go back? Many indicate that she will come back. May not be once, but twice more. March 29th is the big date. That's the date that that Britain is due to leave the EU. There are indications that the EU may allow Britain to extend that date so that Britain doesn't have to leave at the end of March. And that would certainly give more breathing space as regards the kind of the time needed to try and get a deal agreed.
The World's Orla Barry speaking with us from our studios at the BBC in London. Orla, thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.